We're very grateful today your way. We thank you for the presence of your anointing. So we can sing unto thine honor, magnify and exalt you above all things. Now let the preaching of thine words inspire the hearts today to press on, to seek your face above all things, to desire to please you your way this hour. Such trials of darkness, forces of hell unleashed. The unclean spirits have gone forth, working miracles and great signs. Yet our confidence is in the word you have chosen by preaching to save the souls of those that believe that you sent the preacher. Bless your word today. Because it inspires our hearts to press on. We thank you for that, Yahweh. And that wonderful redemption through Messiah. Ah, yes. Our soul rejoice to know you. That Messiah paid it all. The propitiation completely paid in full. We are your purchased possession. We do not belong to the enemy, to the devil. No law and no government rule in our souls, but the law of your righteousness that blesses all the day. Keep our minds sharp and our spirits edified as the word is preached, as the sharpness arouses us from our drunkenness, our slothfulness, our sleepness. Let it prick every heart today. Let it identify every leaven of sin. It causes your people to deny your laws. We bless you, Messiah's wonderful name. We thank you. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you all. You may be seated. I pray that his word will inspire our hearts today. I do want to directly go to the scriptures. Things that I want to point out by inspiration of the Ruah, the Spirit of Yahweh. And it may cause the hearts to love him and to desire him above all things. Now the heart of man, when he walks in the laws of his own heart, is very deceitful. It's a wicked thing. That's why we need the mind of Messiah. For he obeyed the Father in all things. He did all things to please the Father. He did not please himself. He did not take pleasure in the things that the world takes pleasure in today. But he did all things to please the Father. He did not deny the prophets, nor the laws of Yahweh. He came to make sure that they were perfected, that they were fulfilled. And everything that you always said, that it was truth. I want to be God, and I pray that you open your minds. There's a drunken spirit today in the land. We do not get mesmerized when it comes to things that pertain to our flesh. When it comes to the things of Yahweh, we tend to find ourselves sedated in our own drowsiness. We become so drunken, we cannot hear what the Spirit of Yahweh is saying in this hour. And so that's why there's a constant sinning against him. I want to read this as I establish scripture today. Paul said unto 2 Timothy in that epistle, the 3rd chapter, I'm going to move expeditiously because there are quite a few things I want to cover by way of scripture. We must first of all understand 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. He emphatically implies that all scripture. He did not say scriptures, but all scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh. Now all scripture is inspired by Yahweh. It is not diluted with traditions, doctrines of men, but it is the inspired heart of Almighty Yahweh. How can a man know that he has the true scripture? He must have the Spirit of Yahweh. For the Spirit cannot lead you but to one place, and that is Scripture. All Scripture is given by Yahweh's inspiration. It does not come by some type of a doctrinal creed that the Roman whorehouse is known for. She has decreed the first day instead of the Shabbat. She has decreed her relics and traditions above the laws of Yahweh. She has established her men in their corruption to declare themselves as the vicar. Their words supersedes the words of Yahweh. But all scripture comes from the very bosom of the Father. Now we can identify what scripture is if Messiah lived according to scripture. Did he destroy scripture? Did he enhance scripture? He perfected scripture. He made it perfect in the heart of man that we can live accordingly to scripture. Not by some kind of tradition. We have many traditions and they lead men unto death and destruction. It never leads them to life, never leads them to perfection, it leads them to death and destruction. So we understand, first of all scripture, just all scripture. All scripture is inspired by the Father. And those men, they were pure men. And as Yahweh moved upon them, they began to write. They began to write. That there would be a memorial of Yahweh, and that is in the written scripture, to stir up our pure mind by way of remembrance what things have been written, what things the Spirit of Yahweh speaks by the written scripture, and not by some finagling, or some way of changing or altering by the seductive and sadistic mind of man. We have many priests, and they all establish their laws, their doctrines, and their ways of walking before their gods. It is not the law of Yahweh. It is not inspired by Him. So we establish that all scripture is given by Yahweh's inspiration. And if Messiah, as He spoke unto the apostles, He said He would not leave them comfortless. He came to bear witness. He came to give strength and anointing unto the laws and the prophets to fulfill them. And that is what the Spirit of Yahweh will do. It will not diminish any aspect of Scripture. It will not diminish any aspect of Scripture, because all Scripture is pure. There's nothing vile in it. Now, you're vile. You're corrupt. You're full of leaven. And the leaven must be purged out, or you're going to die in your sins. Yahweh's not playing with this generation. For some reason, we think He is. You're not going to do things your way and according to what you perceive to be Scripture. It has to be done accordingly and in appliance with what Yahweh has commanded. Messiah did all things to please the Father. And if we want to know how and what to do, we follow the example of Messiah. So all Scripture is given by Yahweh's inspiration. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. That the righteous laws of Yahweh may fill a man's soul, and they will fulfill the purpose of Yahweh. What is His purpose? That we should not transgress against Him. We should not sin against His covenant, but that we should obey what He commands us to do. I believe that all Scripture is given by inspiration of Yahweh. And it is certainly profitable for us that obey, that receive it, and it becomes a delight in our hearts, and it transcends all traditions, emotions, feelings. It is based upon what inspires the Father. And that is what Scripture is based upon. Now these doctrines and laws, creeds of these whorehouses today, it is not based upon the inspired heart of Yahweh. No way. A man can participate in pagan rituals and say it inspires the heart of Yahweh. No way. That he can become part of this Babylonian worship, to worship their pagan deities on the Sunday, the first day, instead of coming into the presence of Yahweh on the Shabbat. It will not work. And Yahweh does not inspire the heart to do that. That is one of the signs of the apartness of Yahweh's people, that they remember the Shabbat and they keep that pure and unspotted. It is the sure sign of those that are walking under delusion and darkness that they deny the power of Scripture inspired by Yahweh. His laws came from His inspiration. Now with that established, I want to read for Matthew chapter 5. We will see what Scripture says, Matthew chapter 5 and Revelation 22. But I want to begin in Matthew chapter 5. And I want to do this deliberately today, your way, that the hearts will have no excuse at all. There will be no reason or no excuse at all. Now this is what Scripture says in Matthew chapter 5. I want to start at verse 17. This is written in the red letter, as they call it, editions. It says this. Messiah says, "Fear not." Now I'm speaking this to lay the foundation of the great feast of Passover as we began to enter into that period of time. But I must lay the foundation of this inspired act who it came from. It did not come by the traditions of men or the laws of men, but it came by the inspired hearts of Almighty Yahweh. Messiah says in verse 17, he said, don't even let it enter into your minds. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. Do you realize how permanent that is? Do you understand the unmovability of the laws and the prophets? He said, I am not come to destroy. He said, but to fulfill. To bring you revelation that you may understand the power of what Yahweh has established. He said that the law and the prophets are so sure. They are so established by the inspiration of Yahweh. He said, for verily I say unto you, heaven and earth will pass before one jot or one little yoda shall in no wise pass from the law until all be made perfect in the hearts of men. He said to show you the security of Yahweh's laws, that even the heavens above shall be dissolved, and the earth shall be removed out of its place and rotation before one little small dot is taken from the law of Yahweh. Man has taken the laws of Yahweh, and he has tainted them to fit a natural and a carnal mind. He has brought them to a place whereby he has scrutinized them that they are acceptable to the natural mind. And the laws of Yahweh are never acceptable to the natural mind. No law is acceptable to the natural mind. For man cannot see the life of the law or the spirit of the law. And because they cannot see that it is a spiritual thing, they are not satisfied with any kind of law. You're not satisfied with the law of gluttony because it tells you to eat all you want. You don't like that law. There's no law that satisfies a man, because he never sees the life of the law or the thing that is spoken by a law and what life comes forth out of the law. He never sees that. And so Messiah said what the Father has spoken, it is so fixed that the heavens shall be dissolved and everything moved out of its place before one little jot or one yada, the smallest thing passed from the law of Yahweh. Now that is how the heart of Yahweh is so inspired. Now it was not Kephar or Isaiah and Melchiah that said this. This was Messiah. He said this. He said this. You see, they use excuses and say, well, prophets said it. Prophets, Isaiah. But it was inspired by Yahweh, regardless to which one said it. It was inspired by Yahweh. So all scripture is inspired by Yahweh. And what Paul wrote unto Timothy, he was not talking about this covenant reveal through this renewing of the covenant of Yahweh. Yahweh just has a covenant. We call it Old and New Testament, but there is one covenant. And so what he has done in the law by the law of the Spirit, the law of the Spirit of Messiah, has made us free from the law of death and sin. We don't have to fear sin. There's an advocate. If a man fall into sin, he has one to forgive him and to cleanse him. And that's Messiah. He says in verse 19, whosoever shall break one of these least commandments or laws and shall teach men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Now, do we believe that? Is that not an inspired scripture from Yahweh? He said, if a man teach another man not to do the laws, then he is going to receive a damnation, actually, to his soul. But the man that teaches a man the laws of Yahweh, no, the laws never saved. But it shows you what it is to keep you from walking in a path that brings death, condemnation, and destruction. Messiah is the fulfillment of the laws of Yahweh. He made them perfect in the inward parts of a man's heart, and that they may dwell in the inward parts as well. So we are without any kind of excuse. We have no excuse at all. So if a man teaches us the principles of Yahweh, that man is great in the kingdom. He has a place in the kingdom. But if a man teaches us otherwise, then he has no place in the kingdom. Now the laws of Yahweh, his commandments, are so interwoven with him that scripture tells us this. Listen, Revelation chapter 22 and verse 14. This is what scripture tells us. Revelation 22 and verse 14. He did not give us laws that they would be abated because of Messiah. He came to fulfill the laws of Yahweh. He came to give us inspiration in our hearts by the spirit of life that is in the laws. When a man sinned against the laws of Yahweh, two or three witnesses, he was put to death. He was stoned. He was killed. And so what Messiah did, he came to fulfill even the penalties of the laws. And that is what he did. He says in Revelation chapter 22, verse 14. He said, bless. Does it say that in the text you're reading? Does it say bless? A man is full. Blessed are they that do his laws or his commandments. When a man does the commandments of Yahweh, he's blessed. Now this is not a blessed generation. It says it's blessed, but it's not blessed. He said he's full of the delight of Yahweh. That is what the blessing is. It is a comfort and a security there. He said, blessed are they that do his commandments that they may have right to the tree of life, and that they may enter in through the gate into the city, the holy Jerusalem of Yahweh. That's why this nation is not blessed. They don't keep the commandments, the laws of Yahweh. They have disdain. They reject them. They deny them. Now, they do not deny the traditions of men. They will have their Easter sunrise service, and Passover will be done at the eve. That's what Scripture says. How can a man say he loves Yahweh and participate in these pagan traditions? How can he say that he is truly delivered and he has been begotten of the Father when those kinds of things inspires him, but it's not according to Scripture? It says nothing about a sunrise. It says at the eve when Passover, and that is the celebration of Passover in the eve. We will see what the inspired Scripture says. I'm reading this to let you know. If we do not keep the commandments, the laws of Yahweh, then woe unto us. Woe unto us. Messiah has given us the power by the law of the Spirit. Yahweh is a spirit. And so there is no reason that we can't do what he says. The words that Messiah spoke, they were spirit and they were life. So if he's speaking in the written Scripture, he is still speaking. And so the words are still spirit and they are still life. The reason we don't comprehend, because we are carnal. We are from beneath and he is from above. And so that's why we don't understand. Your mind is a carnal mind. It's enmity against Yahweh. It despises Yahweh. It hates his name. It hates his presence. Why? Because your traditions have blinded you from the perfect law that brings about Yahweh's perfection down in your soul. He said, I want to tell you, within the city, for without there are no dogs and there are no sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters. You know, that has a tremendous implication there when it uses that term idolaters here in Revelation 22 and verse 15. It is actually, when you do the research on the word, it will tell you that the true defined meaning of that word in that place, it is those that pretend that they love, but they possess no love. They're not possessors of the pure spirit of Yahweh. For Yahweh is love. When a man has that spirit working in him, then he loves in the spirit of Yahweh. He said, now, in the city they are not there, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. Whosoever loved to break the laws of Yahweh. Those that disregard the laws of Yahweh. He said in the beginning, blessed are they that do his laws, his commandments, and keep them. A man is cursed when he doesn't do the laws of Yahweh. What this whore has done, by the birth of her Protestant daughters, her children, she has spread this foul spirit throughout the earth. And there are few men that be saved, as Scripture says. There are only a few that are truly going to be saved. And that is the truth. Why? Because a man is not born into the kingdom without the inspiration of Scripture. And that is the blessed assurance of the people today, that we have Scripture. And we will know what is Scripture because we have the Spirit of our Father in us. Every child that is born, he has the nature or the Spirit of his Father. And so if we are begotten of the Father, we have the Spirit of our Father. And that's why we can go boldly before him and call him our Father. So when a man keeps the laws of Yahweh, he is a blessed man. You tell me that that was inspired here in what we call the revelation of Messiah. At the end of all things, when all things are finished, he said, the man that is blessed has kept my laws and my commandments. So man say today they're Judaizers. They've gone back to Judaism. No, it is not so. That is the inspired word of Yahweh. His laws are his inspired words. And so what has been inspired in his heart, he has given it unto men that have a law of righteousness in them, and they have written that so that we can read and understand, and that spirit of revelation cometh by the life that is in the word of truth. It comes by that. It can't be that men say that the 1611 is the only true rendition when there are things in the 1611 that have been removed out of it. When they have taken the Apocrypha, when there are many things that they have taken out, how can that be? We're going to have scripture today, and we will know that it is scripture because it is inspired of the Father. Who gave us that statement? Who is the orchestrator of that? That is the only true version. Who? And where did it come from? I believe in the inspired word of Yahweh. I believe in that. And we that are his children will know. Because when Messiah began to speak unto the house of Israel, they knew that he was not like other men. He was more than a prophet. They all believe Yohanan the baptizer, yet he did no miracles. They believed him. They believed that he was the forerunner of this Messiah. He did not raise anyone from the dead. He did not heal any sick person. But he had the word, the scripture in his mouth. And he spoke that. He had the law of Yahweh in him. And he spoke that. When it came time for him to decrease, that Messiah must increase. Yahweh removed him out of that place. And so what must happen in this hour, your tradition, the laws of your flesh, and the laws of your will, they must decrease. That the laws of righteousness may have power, strength in our lives, that we may be equipped with the anointing of Yahweh to press against the opposition of hell that shall try us. That's why many of you all falter and you fall at the least little thing. You have no strength, no power to oppose the powers of hell because you resist the commandments of Yahweh. You will not submit yourself unto the Father and resist the powers of hell that he may flee. You submit yourself unto the laws of your flesh. There's where Shaitan has power to manipulate, to take you at your own will. And you literally think you're doing it for you. And you're pleasing the forces of hell. He said, these shall not be in the kingdom of Yahweh. Blessed is every man that doeth or keepeth the commandments. Why do we keep them? That we may have a right to the tree of life. And if it was nothing else that Yahweh gave us, and we keep his laws. If it's nothing else, but he has given us more. He has given us a fulfillment of his laws. Blessed is the man. If this was inspired for people, it has not been done away with in this hour. He has not changed. He is the same. Traditions, you go from one apostolic faith to a different kind. They all change. But the laws of Yahweh will never change. The earth shall be removed, the heavens, but his laws will never change. And that's why this is a very unstable generation, because they have no true laws of Yahweh. And that's why it's very unstable. It has no ability to stand, because they have rejected Almighty Yahweh. Now I read that to establish what scripture says. And to see whether it is truth, whether scripture is right, or whether these things that are spoken to us are fabrication or lies, or whether Yahweh means what he says. If his laws and his statutes, his ordinance, never change, then you think we can change them? Do we even understand the very purpose of Passover? I want to read something in scripture. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 12. I want to read this that you may understand, my friends. You may know what scripture says. For all scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh, and it is profitable. Now, this is what scripture says in Exodus chapter 12. Yahweh says, listen, verse 12. He says, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night. Do you hear that? You always say, I will go through now. I want you to hear this. I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt. Look what he says now. He says, both man and beast, and against all the gods. Not only did he come against the firstborn of man and beast, he said, but against all the gods. Now that is the power of the purging of the leaven. And that is why we must be unleavened and not leaven. Because these gods are gods of leaven. I will show you emphatically in scripture. Not only was the Passover to purge the land of the firstborn of the man and beast, but he said, I will deal with your gods. Is he like their gods? Does he have the same title and dimension as their gods? And yet that is what scripture says. All scripture. That is what scripture says. He said, I will go through your land and I will smite all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast, Shemekalah, at a dance now, not four, but he said a dance, all the gods of Egypt will I execute judgment. I am Yahweh, not Lord. I am Yahweh. That is the proper interpretation and transliteration. Not that I am Lord, he said, but that I am Yahweh. He said, you shall know that these gods, that I shall bring judgment against you, they're not like me. Why? Because I would identify myself, I am Yahweh. He did not say, I am Lord, I am Lord God. He said, I am Yahweh. I am Yahweh. I'm bringing judgment against your gods. I'm bringing judgment against you. And there's only one hope. You that escape. And that is what this Passover time is for. Not only against the things that you birth, they have not come by the law of the Spirit. You have things in you that have been birthed by your own malice, your own stubbornness, your own sin, your own wickedness, your own laws of depravity. You always say, I'm going to bring judgment against your God. They give you strength to lie. They give you strength to cheat. They give you strength to speak evil. They give you those kinds of strengths. And he said, this is the Passover for you, or your safety, my friends. That you know that you will not be brought under the death of that. Is that the blood? The blood is applied. And the blood cannot be applied to any of your gods or any of your lords. It cannot be applied. He said, not only the beasts and the men, but your gods. Look what he says in verse 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the house where ye are. And that is what Messiah is. He is the fulfillment of that token. For he is in our hearts. He guards the posts of our hearts. Why? Because all authority and power in heaven and in earth was given unto him. All power and all authority. He said, and when I see, now he said, I must see. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not come upon you to destroy you. When I smite the land of Egypt. Look what he says down in verse 14. He said, at this day shall. What a confirmation. Not it could or might, but he says, shall be unto you for a what? A memorial. What is a memorial? It is something that is established to keep alive the thing that has been done. And so the passing or the Passover, it is a memorial unto us to remind us what Yahweh has done. And so that's why the enemy has taken it out of the hearts of the nation. He has given them Easter, Esther, a false god. He has given them sunrise services on their pagan holy hell day. That's what he has done. Why, it's no memorial. They don't even know what Yahweh has done. Not only did he come against the firstborn of man and beast, but he came against their gods. And that's why many die. They are sickly when they take the body of Messiah in vain. That's why they betrayed 2 days after Passover. He knew that he would be betrayed. I warn you all, my friends, you better begin to search scripture. You search out lies and folly. You talk about things that are no strength and no power. There's no fruit of life. You think you got into the kingdom. You have deceived your own wicked, corrupt heart and mind. You can base things on your emotions and feelings all you want to. You're going to die in your sins. We must base it upon scripture. All scripture is given by the inspiration. And these lying charlatans that tell you that the Old Testament, if you utilize that, that's Judaizing. They are liars. It was inspired by Yahweh. He said, now this thing that I'm about to do is going to be a memorial. And ye shall keep it as a feast of Yahweh throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance. How long? How long? He said forever. He said forever. Now how long is forever? Forever. In the measurement of our time, it is as long as you live. You keep the feast of Passover, what he said. We have been begotten by the Spirit of Yahweh. He has brought a new birth for his house. How can a man be born again? How? As Nicodemus said, he cannot enter into his mother's womb a second time. He must be born again of the water and of the Spirit. Of the living Word. And it ought to be like a well down in his soul. And that well bring forth spiritual life. It motivates your heart. It blesses your heart. Do the things that please the Father. He said, it shall be for feast forever. And then he talks about in the next verse, the 7 days of the feast of unleavened. The Passover of Yahweh is not some kind of little trinket. That these whorehouses get together on their sunrise services. It is not to be taken half-heartedly. He said, you should do this forever. Why? Because this is a memorial unto me. I destroyed even the house of Pharaoh, those that were against you, and he should have done that in your life. Look at the things that have been birthed in you. That you are the creator of those things. Every kind of vow, sin there is. Every kind of corrupt thing there is. Everyone that says unto him, Messiah, not God into the kingdom. That's why they're calling him Lord, Lord today. He is not Lord, Lord. He is Messiah, the hope of Israel. He has a proper dimension. It says in Deuteronomy, chapter 16. Now I want to show you the validation of Passover. Not only was for the strength that he delivered them, but to bring a very resounding applause to his name. That these heathens would know that there is one that is not like the gods of Egypt. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 1. He said, this is how I want you to observe Passover. Is it said observe in that scripture text you have? Does it not say observe? Does it not say observe? When you observe something, you watch, you wait, you're careful for it. He said observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto who? Unto Yahweh thy father, for in the month of Abib, Yahweh thy father brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore offer or sacrifice the Passover unto Yahweh thy father. Of the flock of the herd and the place which Yahweh shall choose to place his name. He said that that's where the Passover is kept. Who have chosen to put my name. Man did not choose that. But Yahweh did it. And that's why the Passover has been kept with malice, without sincerity of heart. That's why you've had betrayals, killings and murdering. Because it's not been kept the way Yahweh say keep it. They keep their pagan rituals. But we got to keep it the way the Father say keep it. He said, you keep it in the place whereby I have put my name. He did not say it's authority, but he said, I put my name there, and you keep the Passover there. You can deny it. You can reject it. It is to your own peril. You're always going to bring his house into that place of perfect apartness, separation, whereby their worship is going to be sincere unto him. You want to deny your wicked grandmama, your unholy mama, your vile sons and daughters, your natural kinsmen that do not love Yahweh, you're going to get in that place whereby the name of Yahweh is extolled above all things. It's going to be extolled above your daughter's name or your son's name. Is there not something? Because when you hear the name of your son or your daughter, that calls you to be quickened. You know that that's the name of yours. Yet you have no God at all, because that's why you call him God and Lord, because he has no name. But a mother hear the name of her child, that does something. Why? It is just not any name that calls her to be moved. It's the name of her child. And that's the truth. You can sit here in your hypocrisy all you want to. That's the truth. You hear the name of your child, it causes you to move. Because that spirit of your child is in your heart. And so must the spirit of our Father be in our hearts. You can't deny him. The works have been done. They have been done. He said, this is how you keep Passover. Not with this trash, what they call Esther. They put on their pagan new garments. They have their Easter egg hunts. That is an abomination of hell. How can a man say he loves Yahweh, a woman, and they attend a whorehouse like that? They're liars. That is pagan. It is unrighteous. And death dwells there. I don't care how much they bump and jump and shout. That's that trashy mess. The Negroism or the Caucasianism is not the spirit of Yahweh. They were not in Pentecost in that upper room jumping and bumping. They were there in supplication, tarrying and waiting for the manifestation of the power of Yahweh. They were not there all sweaty and looking like some drunken fool and foolish thing. He tells us how to keep the Passover. Now, if this has any validation, if it has any validity at all, the Messiah must do it. And if he didn't do it, I will not participate in it. The whole book is a lie. How can you have a witness under the covenant, and you say because we're in this new dispensation, it doesn't bear forth any witness at all? Lies. We've been robbed from that, from this Jezebel, this Isabel, this Catholicism, this whore of all whores. She has robbed us. Now he's going to have to chasten us. Now his chastening is not grievous unto his children. So we delight in his chastening. Yahweh said, I have called a place and I have chosen a place for my name to be there. He said, thou shalt eat no leavened bread within 7 days. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. Now you're going to be afflicted now. Yeah, they're going to ostracize you and say, you're full, sick. He said, and thou comest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste. And thou mayest remember the day when thou comest forth out of the land of Egypt. How long? All the days of thy life. This was not some temporary thing. It was a memorial to the house of Israel. Did they remember the very power of Yahweh as he brought judgment upon the gods of Egypt? Destroying their firstborn. Pharaoh's power came by the strength and the infusion of the power of his gods. And that's why he spoke the way he did. And that was the judgment of Yahweh. And Yahweh said to the house of Israel, there's blood that shall substantiate you. And the blood shall be on the doorposts of your hearts today. No sin. When the blood of Messiah is applied, there's no willingness and desire to sin. You got that in you. You are full of hell. You're birth of darkness. And you're going to die in your sins. He said, there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coast 7 days. Neither shall there be anything of the flesh which thou sacrifice the first day at eve. Remain all night till the morning. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates. You just don't do it anywhere. The place where I put my name. His name ought to be in our hearts today, saints. If his name is not in your heart today, you're going to eat the bread and the body of Messiah unworthily. And we have done that. Says, which Yahweh thy Father giveth thee. He said, but, verse 6, at the place which Yahweh thy Father shall choose to place his name twice. He instructed them in that. Twice. He reiterated that they would be without any doubt. He said, the place where I have chosen, the place where Yahweh shall choose to place his name in. Thou shalt thy sacrifice the Passover when? He said at eve. That's what scripture says. Not in their lying, deceitful lies, their sunrise services. He said at eve, saints. He says at eve. That's what the inspiration of scripture says. What a man doesn't do that, if a man deny him, if he teach a man to do contrary to that, then he's least in the kingdom of Yahweh. He said at eve. He said at the going down of the sun, so you know when eve is. You will know without a shadow of a doubt, not with the rising of the sun. You always said the going down, they say at the rising. What lie they perpetuate. What lies they purport. He said, you do it at the going down of the sun. They said, we're going to do it at the beginning of the sun. The deceitful, why? Because it's all a part of their sun worship. It's all a part of their Babylonian spirit. That's what it's a part of. He said, at the season thou shalt cometh forth out of the land of Egypt. So we have explicit instructions of when to keep the Passover. Not in the morning, but in the eve. Not on Sunday morning, but whatever day that 14th day follow in the eve. These perverters of hell. You better begin, I'm telling you, as I speak this in Yahweh's house, you better begin to purge yourself of all the leaven. Before we begin to enter into that place, you got a lot of trash about you and you. You deny his true oracles or the laws of his righteousness. You better get that out. You're going to die your sins. Yahweh has not planned in this hour. He's given us space of time to repent. And we will not repent. We don't woe unto us. Woe unto us. We do not repent of our sins and our transgressions against Almighty Yahweh. This is not just some little thing we come together. drink what they call a little grape juice, a little wine, or some bread. This is a memorial that our minds are stirred up by way of pure remembrance of what things Yahweh has done. It has been just like this whore has treated it, a relic. It's been a form and a religious fashion. It has not produced anything. It's produced death, sicknesses. That's what it has done. And the whole house is full of sicknesses. We that call ourselves sons of Yahweh, many are sick, many are asleep. Why? Because we have not done it right. We've not adhered to the commands of Yahweh as He has told us how to do it. But Pastor Roberts, that was for them. Oh, so He speaks differently to us than He did to them? He doesn't speak any way differently. He is the same. He has not changed one bit at all. He still moves on men that have His laws in their hearts. And He speaks by revelation in this hour of a truth that is so profound the natural mind can never comprehend. That's why you need the Spirit. I won't allow anyone to destroy me from the love of Yahweh. Mother, son, daughters, all can go to hell. I will place Him first. Wife, children, all will go to hell. You're talking, Pastor Roberts, try me. And you will say, I know that I'm going to leave this realm, and your daughters and sons are not going to die for you. You better get in Him. And the way you get in Him, you begin to obey Him. It's not by your religious whores practices. And we have learned how to be good whores. We have went under every bay tree it is. We took a look from that doctrine, look from that doctrine, look from that doctrine, look from that doctrine. It's moved us far from the law of His doctrine. That's what we have done. He's the one that chose the place to put His name. And where He puts His name, He said, that's where you keep Passover. I want to read this. It says in Yohana chapter 2. Yokohana, John chapter 2. Now I want you, as I read this, if you don't believe it, just say I don't. Yokohana, John chapter 2, verse 22. As He spoke unto His apostles, he says, when therefore He was risen from the dead, His disciples remember that He had said unto them, after He rose from the dead. And remember now, and they believe what? They believe what? Is there an S there or is it just Scripture? And they believe the Scripture. Why? Because all Scripture is inspired by Yahweh. And they believe the Scripture and the word which He had said. Now, when He was in Jerusalem at the Passover, you tell me Messiah was at Jerusalem at the Passover? In the feast days, many believe what? In His name. In His name. And so the one that ordained Passover, you got to go back and find out who ordained Passover. It was no pagan name. Jesus. Crucial. Jesus. How ignorant this generation. They will say, surely they did not call His name Jesus or Christ. But it's a perfect English rendition. Well, what did King James have then? He didn't have Jesus. He still had Jesus. It's what this dog whore has done to eradicate His name out of Scripture. He said, did not he say Passover is wherever I put my name there shall you keep Passover? So His name must be a Messiah for you to keep Passover and Messiah. You can sit here ignorant all you want to, but His name must be a Messiah. In order for you to keep Passover in Messiah, His name must be a Messiah. He said, wherever I've chosen to put my name, there is where you keep the Passover. Sound doctrine, preacher. This is sound. It is from Yahweh. It is. So He put His name in His Son. It is not some hellish crusoe.
Not some lying, deceitful lie, Jesus. Yahweh. Yahweh. And if I'm a heretic, I have my own tenets of laws, then I'm going to hell. It's in that name, Yahweh. He said he put his name in the Son. Wherever he put his name, there where you keep the Passover. I've chosen to do that. He said many believed in his name when they saw the miracles of which he did. But Yahshua did not commit himself unto those, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. You tell me he knew what was in man? He knew that there was no love for the Father. Yahweh said, where I put my name, where I choose to put my name, that's where you keep the Passover. That hasn't changed. He has not put his name in the Baptist or house. It's not in the Apostolic, the Methodist, the Anglicans, the Pentecostal. They reject that name. They deny it. And they hate the name too. They despise it. He said that they would despise his name. He said they would hate it. He said, I didn't even come to destroy the name of the Father, really. Why? Because Messiah said, if you believe Moses, you'd believe me also. For he wrote of me. He did not write of some lie and deceitful lie. He did not write of some other name but the Father's name. Moshe did not know the name Jehovah. He did not know the name Lord. He knew of the pagan lords of Egypt. He knew of the pagan gods of Egypt. He did not dare classify Yahweh with those pagan deities. They were deities. Yahweh is the supreme. His name is supreme. There's no other name like his name. He has chosen to put his name in his Son. And that is the body of the bread of his Son. That is the bread that we eat, saints. He has chosen to put his name in the Son. And we keep the Passover in the Son. In Messiah. We keep the Passover in Messiah. Not in traditions with relics. But in the Son is where we keep it. He always not going to allow his truth to be muttered and polluted with the cunning devices of men. He's not going to do that. That's why he had 144,000. Undefiled. And you're always going to have that in his heart. There are those that are undefiled. There are men that are undefiled. The world doesn't defile them. Religion doesn't defile them. They have a sense of understanding. Why? Because there's a spirit that dwells in them. It's not the spirit of man that controls, but it's the spirit of the Father that controls them. And they speak according to Scripture. Scripture is inspired from Scripture. That's why Messiah went to the Scripture. He did not go to the Kabbalah. He did not go to some kind of Utah writings. He went to Scripture. He knew what the prophet said were Scripture. He knew that the law of Moshe were Scripture. He did not alter that one bit at all. Above all things, I pray Yahweh raise up his men with great anointing. And they preach uncompromisingly. Not fearing what man will do to them, or what man thinks of them, or how he considers them. But they do what the Father says, and they obey the Father. I want to read from 2 Chronicles. Yeah, I'm going to learn the Torah, the prophets, and the New Testament. If there's no witness there, then it's all a lie. Throw it away. Cleanse your mind of this today. Reject what this man of Yahweh says. He's not even that. He's a lying charlatan deceiver. It says in 2 Chronicles chapter 30 verse 1. I will show you the repercussions because we have not kept his Passover accordingly. Hezekiah says in 2 Chronicles chapter 30 verse 1. It says, and Hezekiah sent to all Israel, not some, but all, unto Yehuda, and wrote letters unto Ephraim and Manasseh, that they shall come to what? The house of Yahweh, where? At Jerusalem, to keep what? To keep what? To keep the Passover unto Yahweh, the Father of Israel. Now what did he write unto them? For they have forsaken the Passover. I want to read scripture. He wrote to them and said, you come to Jerusalem. For this is the house of Yahweh. For his name is in his house, and you come. His name is in his son. So we come unto the Son, by the law of the Spirit.